I do know that social media affected the way my daughter felt about herself. She would spend hours just flipping through pictures of clothes and makeup and all these people on social media that she saw. And that's what she wanted to be like. She would never admit to feeling bad because of social media. She would always just say, "Mom, it's just pictures."
February 2022. The Surgeon General of the United States warned that rates of anxiety, depression, and suicide are rising among American youth.
Currently, there is a grand national experiment that is taking place upon our kids when it comes to social media.
He said that social media platforms like TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram are harming vulnerable kids.
Social media platforms have exacerbated feelings of loneliness, futility, and low self-esteem for some youth.
Emergency room visits for suicide had increased 51% among girls in just 2 years.
The bombardment of messages that tell our kids with greater frequency and volume than ever before that they are not good-looking enough, not popular enough, not smart enough, simply not enough.
Every couple months, it felt like you were hearing about another kid that committed suicide. I just kept thinking, thank God it's not my child.
On this episode of Fault Lines, the impact of social media on teen mental health. In recent years, Littleton, a quiet suburb outside of Denver, Colorado, has been shaken by a string of teen suicides. Around the country, rates of depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts among high school students have risen steadily in the past decade. Students reporting persistent sadness or hopelessness has increased by 40%, and youth suicide has risen by 57%.
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. Haley's favorite passage from the Bible.
Haley Tharp died by suicide in September 2020. She was 19.
I had her when I was 20. She was my everything. She was just a very highly emotional, highly sensitive child.
My name is Haley Tharp, and I am here to track the fearsome Vivian Asaw.
She was 9 years old when Vivian was born.
That's our new puppy, Layla.
We always called her our sassy Haley.
We're going to open the curtain now. And we present.
She was just so funny and animated.
Layla! Oh, yep.
Every sport or art or drama class that she wanted to do, I put her in everything.
It is the East in Juliet's design. Arise,
fair. I wanted her to do all the things that I did not get to do. We had so much fun. She was like my best friend. She was definitely my first love, and she is my biggest heartbreak.
When did you start to notice a change?
The change came right around the time that she was getting into social media. The goofiness kind of went away. She was more concerned with being cool.
Becoming popular and pretty.
And this was her list to becoming popular and pretty.
So this is stuff that she wrote that she needed to do in order to be more popular and pretty.
Yes. She put, join lacrosse, stop being annoying, get rid of your weird clothes, get more VS, that's Victoria's Secret.
Oh, Victoria's Secret. Oh.
Get a popular bae, I guess that's their slang word for boyfriend or girlfriend. This is her Instagram account. In my journey trying to figure out what happened to my daughter, I started looking into her accounts to see how they might have affected her well-being, her mental health. My daughter was stunning. I mean, beautiful.
Did she feel like she was beautiful?
No. She thought she was the ugliest girl, and it's just mind-boggling to me. She had written, "What is wrong with me? Am I a defect?" I just figured these were all just a part of being a teenager, you know, and hormones. But then it was the summer after her eighth grade year, I got a text from her friend telling me that Haley had started cutting herself.
Where do you think she got the idea to cut herself?
I know she would look those things up on her social media account.
I just want to feel like I belong.
Me and Haley, we were both seeing the same stuff on Instagram. These like grungy photos of like women cutting, they were like black and white, and like, it was just kind of all centered around suicide and self-harm. You're scrolling, and you're being fed content you agree with and that you like, and that's interesting. And your brain just wants more and more and more. Usually it would just be kind of like later at night, and I just kind of end up going down that rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole. Behind the scenes of social media, computer programs, algorithms, work to find the perfect mix of photos and videos to keep the user glued to their screen for as long as possible.
You're an expert on algorithms. Like, how does the algorithm that powers, say, Instagram work?
Any social media algorithm, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat, they all work essentially the same. They are optimized to engagement. They're optimized to keep you on the social media platform. No matter what. Instagram and Facebook, they do not care if it's quality or if it's harmful or if it's anything else. If things like this keep you there, we're going to show you more of those things.
I don't know how you can feed young girls all these images knowing what it does to their psyche.
Young people, and especially young women, are socialized to be incredibly self-conscious. So, of course, things about themselves and about their body image will make them focus up, will make them care, and just obsessed over this content.
When I thought Haley was in bed sleeping, she would be on social media, you know, till 2-3 in the morning.
Attention is really what you should be thinking about in terms of, like, what does Instagram want? It wants attention. What do those algorithms look for? They look for things that will be paid attention to. The company's business model relies on people clicking on ads, and they've noticed a very strong relationship between staying on the platform longer and clicking on ads, so that the data scientists were told optimize to people staying on Facebook or staying on Instagram or whatever.
It says not okay.
There wasn't like an evil genius somewhere saying, aha, let's do this. Any individual person at a company like this, what is like, I imagine, feels a little bit helpless. Like, there are these robots who realize that by ranking feeds in a certain way, they could, like, addict teenage girls to Instagram.
My name is Frances Haugen. I used to work at Facebook.
October 2021. A whistleblower named Frances Haugen testified to Congress after disclosing thousands of documents from inside Facebook. For years, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, knew its platform was toxic for vulnerable teens, but kept its findings from the public.
Facebook's products harm children, The company's leadership knows how to make Facebook and Instagram safer, but won't make the necessary changes because they have put their astronomical profits before people.
The disclosures, which were first reported by the Wall Street Journal, dominated headlines.
Facebook having its own big tobacco moment.
Instagram harms teenage girls, but the company hides what it knows.
Like, it's really, really affecting girls.
Facebook's researchers found that most teens, like these middle school students in Boulder, can manage the way that Instagram affects them.
There's a ton of depression in my school, in my class.
But for some vulnerable teens, the researchers found the platform could be damaging.
So you can't really get rid of that nagging feeling that something's wrong.
And so a quarter of teens who told the researchers they felt, quote, not good enough, traced the feeling to Instagram. In one of the documents, the researchers wrote, quote, "We make body image issues worse for 1 in 3 teen girls."
Even if you're confident in yourself, if you continue seeing these things, it does make you feel like you need to change and you need to follow these standards.
It keeps telling you need to fix yourself, like continuously telling you, oh, do this, please do this. And sometimes it's good, but sometimes it can be really negative. Like if you think there's something wrong with you and it keeps telling you, oh, yes, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. The companies, they feed off our insecurities. If we are really insecure because our hair isn't looking like everyone else, they keep pushing those things to us, so we'll buy things to fix those.
Instagram, the researchers found, pushed users down, quote, never-ending rabbit holes. Among teens who had reported having suicidal thoughts, the researchers found that 13% of British users and 6% of American users traced their desire to kill themselves to Instagram.
There are business practices that are wreaking havoc on the mental health of young people. Eventually, those young people, they show up in my clinician colleagues' offices. They're showing up with eating disorders, with self-harm, depression, anxiety. They're suicidal. This is happening because of the business practices of these social media platforms.
So, you know, feeling pretty good.
I don't know if I'll ever know the whole why.
That was my awesomeness right there. Just kidding, I failed.
I don't think it's like anyone committed suicide because of social media, but I think that social media made people struggling with depression just struggle harder and made people with anxiety have even more anxiety.
And if you never really get me, then I guess you'll never know the train wreck that I am. When I think back to being a teenager and I would buy Cosmo magazine, and I remember looking at the pictures of the models, feeling like I wasn't beautiful. But that was in a magazine, and you got it once a month, and then you got rid of it. Now, they're looking at this 24/7, all day, every day, on social media.
We've known for decades that looking at fashion magazine images where the models are unrealistically thin has a negative effect on mental health. That's very different from how you engage with social media. This problem is so much more insidious because the algorithms are designed to keep amping up the emotional response. The stronger negative feelings that keeps people engaged longer. They end up in a downward spiral of negative social comparison.
Oh my gosh. You look at it and you think, how just a week later did this happen?
Oh my
gosh. She was working, she was going to school, she had just gotten this new car, she was helping me in my house cleaning business, and I was scrubbing the floor of a shower just thinking how happy I was. That Haley and I were getting along, we're working together.
This is 3 days before.
I talked to Haley on the phone and just said we loved each other. And that was the last I heard from her until I got home. I walked in my room. I just said no. But I was too late.
I'm so sorry.
If these people that run these companies watch and see the pain that us parents are going through, I would hope that they would want to do better.
To any parent who's lost a child or even had a child hurt themselves, I can't begin to imagine what that would be like for one of my three boys.
Facebook, which changed its name to Meta, didn't make someone available to speak to us on camera.
Will you commit?
After Haugen's disclosures, lawmakers grilled Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, on his company's effect on teens.
As the head of Instagram, it's my responsibility to do all I can to keep people safe.
At the hearing, Mosseri told lawmakers that his platform helps far more teens than it hurts.
Many teens use Instagram to get support when suffering from issues like anxiety and depression. We found more teens who were struggling found that Instagram made things better than worse. The one exception was body image for teenage girls, which is why I personally started the social comparison team. That research has inspired ideas like Take a Break, which launched this week, and Nudges, which we're currently working on, which encourages you to switch topics if you spend too much time on any one topic. I believe a parent knows best, which is why we're currently developing parental controls that let parents not only see how much time their teens spend on Instagram, but set limits.
If we have experts saying we need to limit social media usage, which is what the Surgeon General just said yesterday, to help address mental health issues, does that go against the business model of Instagram?
Senator, on average, we make more money when people spend more time on our platform because we're an advertising business.
Right. So my point is they seem to be in direct contradiction with each other. What the Surgeon General is saying, we need to better the health of our young Americans, and what your basic business model proposition is, they seem to be actually colliding with each other.
I looked through Haley's social media accounts, seeing the things that they're trying to get her to look at, you know, it's just really dark and sad.
And that's the thing, is the algorithm doesn't have a soul, so it can't,
yes,
it can't be like, oh wait, that's bad, we shouldn't show that. Yes. It's just what's going to make most money, but it can be at the expense of people's mental health.
Yeah.
But that's not okay.
And who knows how much worse it's going to get, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, you have that perspective of losing your older child, but then having a younger child kind of going through that same realm. Like, you have to be careful.
I think seeing the struggles with her older sister, maybe she's a little more aware.
What would make social media platforms safer for teens? I wanted to find out from the inside. So I contacted a software engineer who worked on safety at Facebook. He agreed to speak to me in his first on-camera interview.
What drew you to Facebook?
It's a giant sociology experiment, and there's so many people on the platform that even if you make a small change, that can make a big difference.
Do you think there's a way to change the algorithms so that they do less harm?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many things you could do. Things that go viral are more likely to be bad. Like, for whatever your definition of bad is, things that are viral are more likely to be bad. There is a knob in every social media company that is labeled how fast can something go viral, like overall, like how fast can anything go viral? You can turn that knob down. What we need to do is make sure that they're incentivized to make changes that have a North Star that is not only growth and engagement.
Way back 100 plus years ago, the pharmaceutical industry could give people products that were dangerous, actually killing people because they were not regulated. Well, that changed with the Food and Drug Administration. You can't put a pharmaceutical on the market without revealing what's in that pill. The same is not true with social media platforms. They have basically what's equivalent to a pill. It's something that children are consuming, and we have no idea what's in it. We have no idea what's written in that algorithm. There's no transparency and no accountability.
How does a young woman get caught in a rabbit hole? How long does it take? How does it affect younger girls versus older girls or women? What are the other kinds of risk factors for those girls? Maybe their parents just got divorced, maybe it's COVID. There must be a million different questions you could ask that you would take a lot of different studies. Those studies could happen. Those should be happening. They're not happening.
Why don't they let the researchers in?
Because they don't want people to know what's happening on their platform. Those experiments are not being run because the companies just won't let them.
Lawmakers in Washington want to pass legislation that would force social media companies to disclose data on the impact of their platforms. It's one of several dozen bills that have sought to regulate big tech. But so far, meaningful regulation has stalled in Congress.
This is me and Haley. When I found out Haley died, I was babysitting. It was the morning. And my friend from high school texted me. She was like, "I'm thinking about you, I'm praying for you." And anytime I get a text like that, I instantly know someone died, because sometimes people think you know already. I lost so many close friends that year, so it was just like one after another, and it felt like it was just never ending.
How many kids do you know that have died by suicide?
10 people that I knew in high school died by suicide.
And Haley is the last person that you know? Is that the
Thankfully, the yes. I'm really grateful that no one else has passed away since then.
When you feel good, just come into a position that feels natural, it's comfortable, that you feel like you can stay in.
In Littleton, Maddie and her friends are logging off social media.
Now just try to focus on your breath.
Logging off for a month is a big feat, so like,
yeah,
I'm proud of all of you guys for doing it and attempting to do it. So I want to hear like what that was like for you.
I can definitely tell my confidence grew a lot, because social media always made me kind of feel like I didn't even realize it either, but social media would like bring out a lot of my insecurities.
I gained more attention. Like, I am more present and a lot less socially anxious, I would say. But yeah, I feel like I've been able to grow.
There's real world outcomes happening because of these apps and these platforms, and like, it's not okay and it needs to stop. These companies are not seeing people like me. They're not seeing people like Haley who were impacted by these platforms. People need to be the priority, not profit.
I can smell those springs.
Yeah.
You packed my invention.
I never, ever thought I would survive losing a child. I know, because I have Vivian. What has pushed me to keep going?
Try the other little one right here. Okay. Put your gloves on, though, so your hands don't freeze.
Will you allow your younger daughter to get social media?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right, ready?
I don't think social media is healthy for anyone. I'm not on social media at all. I have to do everything I can to make sure that the same thing doesn't happen to my daughter Vivian.